Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Upwards of 5 million seahorses were seized by authorities over the last 10 years. From people looking to sell them on the black market.
Seahorses.
Yes.
Who are the people buying the
seahorses? Those 5 million seahorses, they have an estimated value of $21 million on the black market.
Okay, now keep in mind, that is based on the people willing to spend that. To me, 5 million seahorses are worth about 30 bucks.
But you see, that got me thinking, like, what other black markets do I not know about?
The men's room top 10.
Careful.
The men's room top 10.
I hope you didn't Google this.
The top 10 markets you never knew existed. Let's cut to the chase, shall we? Where's the beef? It's on the black market. Cow smuggling is an epidemic in India, where our bovine brethren are sacred in the Hindu culture. Well, hold on to your udders. Their neighbors in Bangladesh happen to have quite the hankering for a tasty hamburger. So, cows are purchased in India, smuggled into Bangladesh on the black market, and sold at a high profit. People are willing to pay a pretty penny to get their hooves on some heifers. Damn. Bangladesh. Beef is what's for dinner.
Dear God.
Bangladesh.
So these are markets that you never knew existed. At number 10 is actually spam. You wouldn't think that
spam on the black market.
Spam would be on the black market, but here's the deal. Because they inundated the islands with spam, you know, it's very, very popular over there in Hawaii. So they inundated the islands with spam and it became something of a local delicacy. In 2017, the demand for spam in Hawaii got so intense that stores had to endure a rash of theft and black market for the meat sprang up. Thieves were taken up by the caseload from stores, so shopkeepers started locking it in plastic display cases the same way that they do things like cell phones and razors.
Spam.
Yeah. For spam.
I thought part of it, too, is just because of how many soldiers were over there during the war.
I think that's how it got inundated, but I cannot believe that it's become a black market item.
Yeah,
Stone Chef's carbonara spam, I swear to Christ, is amazing.
Okay.
It is absolutely fantastic. I know that sounds right. Just get it in the good and crisp. You'll never know.
Breast milk.
Cambodian or regular?
Not positive. Let's see. It says, if it sounds weird at first, consider that there could be genuine need for this kind of market. Any mothers who cannot produce their own breast milk but still want a baby to be fed naturally might be interested. And it's for that reason that the underground breast milk market exists, including several websites that are dedicated to selling only breast milk. Women who have extra milk to sell will advertise it the way that you might advertise anything.
Specifically Cambodian.
And they'll actually boast of it's organic, vegan, gluten, dairy-free, so on.
I drink like a sailor.
Yeah. There you go. Breast milk. Markets that you never knew existed. You guys have heard of Mexican bologna. Have you heard of Russian cheese?
I have not.
No.
Yeah. So thanks to COVID-19 and the restrictions it put on traveling around Europe, a Finnish cheese called Ultramani is the number one illegally traded item in the country. The cheese costs €5 per kilo in Finland, but in Russia, it's going to cost you four times as much. Customs officials in Finland have been trying to monitor trucks from Russia that have been smuggling the cheese across the border. Some supermarkets have tried to crack down by limiting cheese sales to a perfectly reasonable 11 kilograms or over 20 pounds of cheese, incidentally.
Huh, Russian cheese.
Russian cheese.
Hmm.
Razors. Big old market on razors. Cities around the country have had issues with thieves making offers large quantities. Making off with large quantities of razors, which are very easy to hide and walk out of a store with. Over $1,000 worth of razors can easily be stashed in a fairly small bag. Reselling razors is remarkably easy because they're always in demand. They're not something that you can trace, and people could sell them easily on websites like Craigslist or even eBay.
That's so weird to me. I mean, I get it, but still. Like,
they're just
really?
So expensive.
They are. But like, if I'm going to risk going to jail for something like that, it will not be razors or Spam so far or breast milk.
Markets.
What about Mexican bologna?
Yes.
Maybe.
I try that.
You tried it yet, dude?
No.
I forget every time I go down. I need to try.
Markets that you didn't know existed. Disney guides. If you've ever been to Disney World, you might not be aware that the lines to access attractions can be atrociously long, and it's not unheard of for people to wait hours to get access to a popular ride. But not everybody in the park has to wait that long all the time. If you have a disability, there's a second line available to help you gain access to an attraction sooner. It's a courtesy that Disney offers, yada, yada, yada. Now, the thing about these lines that allow a disabled person to jump in front is that the people who are accompanying them are also allowed to skip the line
as
well.
Yes, they are.
Correct. Yes. And they had to crack down on that a couple years ago. Because people kept faking injuries to be
in wheelchairs. We know you, Tony.
Yeah.
And that's the source of the market service. Who can afford it? Rates of the 130.
You can't fool us.
$130 an hour. $130.
They're looking, man. It's all good. I got this.
It does work.
Just stick with it.
It does.
Like when I went to King's Dominion in eighth grade, my first year, my buddy had a broken leg, so I wheeled him around.
Yeah.
And they just take you and go, do you want to sit in the front of the ride or the back? Or the
nice. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And then once we got there, everybody was like, could I push him? I was like, F off.
No.
I volunteered before I knew the bonus.
Are you Bubbles from the trip? No. Okay.
This one's a little odd. High school cafeteria salt.
What?
Yeah. So in 2010, Barack Obama introduced the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, regulating how public schools serve food to students. Part of these regulations included limits on certain unhealthy ingredients like sodium. Kids at one school in Indiana really liked their salt and did not take kindly to the nutrition regulations. After they put sodium limitations in place, students began selling salt for $1 a shake in their school cafeteria.
$1 a shake?
Yeah. The black market salt shakes were short-lived, and the school's principal shut it down as soon as she figured out what was going on. Yeah.
Damn.
A delicacy here in the States.
Again, as somebody that has high blood pressure and has to watch it, like, it's not the table salt. It's all the stuff you eat full of
right.
salt.
That's right. Krispy Kremes.
Okay, ooh. I understand that.
Anytime a new Krispy Kreme location's open, you can count on there being people literally camped outside waiting to be the first to experience a brand new donut. But if you don't have Krispy Kreme location near you, you may lament that you don't get to experience what all the fuss is about. But at least one family in Juarez, Mexico, decided that they could bring Krispy Kreme to the masses with a black market supply. The Garcia family traveled from Juarez to El Paso every single day back in 2017 to pick up dozens of donuts and then sell them to locals for 60% markup. What they're doing isn't illegal by any means. They're not smuggling the donuts or stealing them. They're just reselling for an impressive profit and proving that people will pay just about anything to get their hands on a Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
I've told this story 1,000 times, but I went to that Seahawks game in London. They were selling Krispy Kremes, 3 of them in a box. People were losing their minds. Europeans were like, oh, Krispy Kremes.
No way.
Had they never heard of them or are they?
They had heard of them.
But it's a legend.
They had never had one. I think the first one had opened in Ireland.
All right.
And there's like traffic jams.
Yes.
So they're selling these at Wembley. And I mean, like, I saw a Krispy Kreme guy come out of the back full of his tray. And I mean, he was mobbed. The German guys in front of us, he looked at me and he's like, Krispy Kreme. And I was like, yeah, man. And he's
they're good.
Like, oh, like, I've been waiting for this. And I was like,
Jesus.
Damn.
For Krispy Kreme.
Well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you don't know,
right?
I mean, look, they're awesome.
I would do it here.
It would blow their minds to show up here that you can actually get one right off the
conveyor
belt.
And it just sits there. You want a
7-Eleven?
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, watching those Europeans go crazy for Krispy Kremes, I was like, no Wes.
All right, then. And I'll leave you with this one. This is the last black market that you never knew existed. Disease survivor blood.
Okay.
Possibly inspired by the Ebola outbreak of 2014, when those afraid of the virus were purchasing plasma from survivors of the disease, a black market for coronavirus survivor plasma has sprung up in the Middle East. Plasma has been successful in helping treat the disease, so those who have a ready supply in their own blood have been selling it for as much as $1,500 to $2,000 a liter.
A few things from our texters here as we're going through black market on it. They suggest zebra meat. This one makes a lot of sense. Clean urine for drug tests.
Oh, absolutely.
You can make an S ton of money on that. I cannot help you. But certainly, the people that can make a lot of money. And then someone says laundry soap.
Really?
So there used to be a little corner store, well, around the corner from my place in Greenwood. And they just had better prices than most of the other places, which is shocking, right? Because convenience stores usually jack it up. Razors are cheaper, laundry soap is cheaper, et cetera, et cetera. Even the cigarettes. Found out about a year and a half later, they ended up getting busted by the cops. Because they paid the local homeless population to go to the Safeway about 5 blocks down the road, steal their crap.
And just jack it off.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so they supplied probably, well, anything that was like home cleaning or razors or light bulbs. Safeway basically bought all of that.
Sure.
And then, because anything you bought from there had a price tag over top of the initial price tag. Oh. I never gave it much thought until they got busted. And I go, that's how they swung a good deal.
Damn.
I'm unknowingly buying black market Tide Pods.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.